sexy.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Nebco and Anderson Ford. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour sponsored by our friends at Nebco. Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply today at NebcoInc.com. Thanks also to Anderson Ford at 27th and I-80 and 33rd and Yankee Hill.
They got things. You need to pull things. You need to have a... They have vehicles that are built for hitches.
Are you pulling
stuff? You need to have a hitch. You got to have a hitch.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't have one right now. I used mine the other day to hitch some stuff up. But
did you pull some?
I pulled some stuff, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, pulled some stuff.
That's advancement.
Yeah, it's advancement. I'll tell you one thing. There are really two kinds of how you'd really differentiate between the elite and the non-elite, and I'm clearly in the non-elite. People that can back stuff up.
Yeah.
With a trailer. A boat trailer, whatever. People that can just whip that thing back.
Nice. Yeah. That's good.
Oh yeah, and just using their mirrors, also
confidently,
like and also they know sometimes. I've seen guys back stuff into my friend Kelly Pollock up in Norfolk. He can back his boat into this garage, and he only has this much room on both sides. He's like, yeah, not a big deal.
And women are impressed by it. Margaret one day said, "I can't back," and she goes, "Women like men who are confident."
Yes.
Like, just because I can't back my truck in.
Yeah. Taking shots.
I get shots all the time. Because, yeah, now the big
women
thing.
Women like men who are confident.
Well, that's true.
And can back a truck in.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
anyway, you're right. And I'm not very good at
it. No, if something that's a skill set, it's unbelievable. It should be a Bill Strolls. Teach your kids how to back up
a
trailer.
Yeah, just don't elaborate.
Yeah.
Don't elaborate.
Yeah.
Bill Strolls, you need these.
Yeah.
They're not... You can run out of Bill's thrills.
Yeah, we could.
We did talk to John during the break.
John from Holdridge.
John.
His alarm didn't go off.
He was here for the show yesterday, but didn't listen to it all because McSafety was just
talking,
filling with it with knowledge and all sorts of information.
He didn't get it to McSafety. He had a bunch of information. So John had to go back, sat here to listen to the show, and had to go back and listen to the show because McSafety had... I'm a little concerned about McSafety not listening to the show now.
It sounds like
McSafety
was talking the whole time.
I bet he went back and listened.
Probably did. McSafety, thank you.
Dennis.
And his donuts were finished this morning by you.
Mm-hmm. You ate the last old fashioned?
He did. It's gone.
How'd you know it was an old fashioned?
Because I looked in the box. I saw it.
Why did you eat it?
I said, I don't know. I just thought you might want it.
He knew you wanted it.
I will say this. I put you first when it comes to pastries. I do. When it comes to pastries, I always put
you
first.
What else? Sip first. It's just pastries.
Pastries is about it right now. I mean, there. I grab those ding dongs for you. I go, you know, sip one.
That's something.
The Twinkies. Yeah. Twinkies.
That's something. Yeah. Pastries.
Twist cake
pastries.
Rolls. Ho hos.
If it comes down to one left, I always go with you. I do.
Thank you. You could go with Connor.
Yeah.
No. You need that.
I give Connor quite a bit of food. Okay. I do. If there's
he gets a lot of cake.
He gets
leftover
a lot of
cake.
He takes stuff home. To his roommates, and they're pretty happy.
Thanks for getting me into Peter Sartori, too.
Yes, Peter.
Yeah, thank you. The dentist.
Your teeth are fixed. That's great. We're happy. Oh, I'm happy
put
for
you. Put a bone graft in.
Put a bone graft in there. I can.
Yeah. You didn't. Same day is a pretty big deal. Yeah.
He sutured it too.
Yeah, sutured it.
Sutured.
And he gave you a bunch of Vicodin.
No.
Okay.
Hydrocodone.
Okay.
I haven't felt this good in a long time.
It's prescribed. Everything's good.
It's prescribed.
Yeah. Good God, everybody.
I got it at Walgreens.
Yes.
27th and Vine. Thank you.
Thank you. 464-5685. Call or text as
Are we
always.
Promoting Walgreens now. 27th
it's fine.
And Vine.
That's fine. We've discussed this the last couple weeks, and now it was announced officially. Yesterday, that the tournament is definitely at 76 teams, and they had a long press release as to why we're doing this.
Yeah, they tried to explain
$131 million be awarded through new distributions and new previously restricted product categories like beer and wine will now be allowed in tournament broadcasts. So they're trying to explain why we're doing this. It's all about the money.
And inclusion.
And inclusion.
They said inclusion, that the number of teams has grown by about 80 on both the women's side and men's side in Division I.
Yes.
In the last, I don't know, time period. I don't know exact time period, but it's grown. And they say we have to grow the number of teams. This is a horrifying idea. Yeah. And it's nobody.
Thank you.
They're doing it. It's interesting to me because it's very brazen. They're doing it even though they know the fans don't want it.
Very opposed to it.
Yeah. So it's very brazen. It's very, you know, it's very much in keeping with the times. It's very greedy. It's horrible what they're doing, in my opinion, because they're taking advantage of the fan, taking total advantage. And that first Tuesday of the NCAA tournament is just a mess now, Bill. There's 12 games. How are you going to keep track of that?
Nobody even follow them all.
Nobody wants it. Nobody.
It'll be one of those things I'll kind of, okay, I turn. Where it bothers me the most, like I said, that there is no more, there will be a, quote, bubble, and I don't want to hear about it. That conversation, I didn't mind hearing it.
No.
I didn't mind hearing the bubble conversation, what they thought seeds were. Do not even start with me. If Lenardi wants to get on, so I thought, let's talk about the bubble. It's like Shuddy.
Why?
Shuddy on the bubble. I don't want to hear about that.
Jake.
They started naming the teams it would be in. It was like, well, they'd have been in. They'd have been in. And they would be in. And they would be
well,
in.
Well, Indiana and Auburn to top the list. Auburn was 17. Like
Oklahoma
16.
Would have been in.
Yeah.
So they're
Oklahoma lost nine in a row at one point. They finished 11th in the SEC. Tied for 11th.
They were firmly on the bubble.
Yeah. And they would have been in.
Jake, you're not a big Pat Forty fan, I know.
No, I'm not.
But he wrote a really good column.
Did you have words with Forty?
No, I just don't really like
but he had a good
column. Or what he stands for.
Well, here's what he wrote. This is good. His lead was good. A college sports industry with no restraint, no shame, and no appreciation for its consumers did what came naturally Thursday. It formalized the expansion of something that almost nobody wants to see expanded. A college sports industry with no restraint, no shame, and no appreciation for its customers did what came naturally. That's a very strong.
Yeah, it's well written. Yeah,
very strong.
Ross Dellinger, friend of the show, is chime. You know, he's not a fan of this either, but he's just reporting. Says you know, will add $300 million in additional revenue over the final 6 years of the contract with TV partner Warner Brothers, Discovery, and CBS. Sources tell Yahoo Sports.
We're going to watch on the Discovery Channel. We're going to watch basketball
Discovery
on the Discovery Channel.
Pat Forty's next paragraph
Discovery Channel
fits perfectly with what you just said.
Okay, thank you,
esteemed college sports leaders, for this insult to our collective intelligence. Shoving an unpopular idea down our throats and disguising it as progress required some vigorous spin doctoring. He nails this column. They shoved it down our throats.
This one goes back to who? Who's it go back to? The Supreme Court.
How so, Bill?
When they swatted the idea that was the exact case number.
But House?
Not the House like that, but basically the House. But when they basically opened everything up and then the NCAA lost about 400 lawsuits in a row. Because they went to town and backed it up with millions and millions and millions of dollars, and they lost.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep losing lawsuits over and over again. So they got to do what? We got to make some money. And the only thing they have is what? The NCAA basketball tournament.
That's it.
Money
maker.
So we've lost so much. Yep. We're sitting around, there's a bunch of us sitting around. If it's like, hey, our company, babe, we're hemorrhaging money. What can we do? Well, if we add more games, even though no one wants it, we will make money, and so we're going to do it.
Yeah, I think at any rate, I mean, Indiana, you guys have mentioned Indiana. Indiana lost six of its last seven games and would have made the tournament.
Yeah.
That's what we're dealing with now. They're dumbing down the product. That's what's happening.
Well, and you know, it's sad because these schools that are – you know, in the small conferences, the 16 seeds, there's obviously a couple playing games, but now they all have to play into the tournament.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight Loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
All the 16 seeds have to play in to get into the actual bracket of 64. We have 12 seeds playing in. We usually have a couple of those. Now all the 12 seeds are playing in to get into the bracket.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 11 seeds, the 12 seeds, and then the 15s two 15s have to play in, and all the 16 seeds have to play in to get into the bracket of 64.
And I want to just be on that committee. On that committee right now, just trying to pick. Okay, we got to. What do you guys think about so-and-so? Yeah, throw them in. Sounds good. They're just like playing games on their phone. What do you think about Indiana? Sounds good to me. Put them in, man. Yeah, but 12. Yeah, put them at 12. It's fine.
The bubble means nothing. Yeah. This is another paragraph. There is no... Pat 40. There is no identifiable evidence that the American sporting public wants 76-team basketball tournaments and a 2014 football tournament. Uh-huh. But in an industry that has no interest in confronting or controlling its greed and gluttony, the revenue monster must be fed. There is irresponsibility. There is. These teams travel. They spend exorbitant money on restaurants. We know this. It's out of control, and that's what's happening. And I agree with him on the 24-team football field. What are we doing?
Yeah. I mean, no one wants it.
No, who wants it?
No. Well, somebody that's fairly smart, I would have to. When you think someone's fairly smart, I think Sankey, when I told you I listened to him, I'd be terrified of him coming on the show. I would do research for days.
You had to be prepared.
I'd have like 3 or 4 questions, very pointed, thought through. Yeah. I would know his background. I'd do unbelievable research on him.
Petiti's the same way.
Because they're super smart. But when Sankey says, well, we'll basically die on this hill. We're not going to 24.
Ooh,
we're not doing it.
I like that.
Yeah, I did too.
I'm like that.
First of all, when they say 24, the first thing is that it's real simple. The NCAA, I give them a little bit of credit that it went from 64 to what, 68?
Yes. Yeah, went 64, 68. That's right.
And we'd all push back on that a little bit. But it's kind of like it. But they dabbled. Now we've been at 12 teams now for, this is going on 3 years. And we want to double it?
No.
Double it.
It's like, double it? It's like, why would you not just be like, okay, if we're going to make a little bit of a move here, let's try 16.
Yeah.
Let's try 16. Because no one freaks out on that too much. But it goes from 12 to 24. The games then truly won't matter as much. They won't. These games at 12, they still mattered. Because the two teams that got left out, they could have still won it. But guess what? It mattered because the games mattered so much.
What they try to sell you, though, is that the schedules are going to be harder and that those early, September games will – teams will be more apt to schedule harder because they can afford to lose.
They can't be apt. It has to be mandated. It can't be apt. They have to be like going, you're playing, like I said, the only way the 24 can be saved is
– I got you.
You got to play.
Yep. Yeah. It has to be mandated.
It's going to be mandated that you get – one layup game, that's it, and the rest of them are against Power Four.
What I don't understand is why it shoved down the fan's throat. We didn't. You have no say in the 76 team field.
No.
It's just, here we are.
But like you said, they know we all are opposed to it. This is something that's not broken in college sports. Bam. The tournament has been great. Like, as Bill said, in 68, I didn't like the 68, but it was not that bad.
Not so bad.
76 is bad. Yeah. It's a joke.
I didn't watch.
It's an absolute joke.
I didn't watch, and it's somewhat intriguing. Like, okay, a couple, you know, I said it was the tournament, because they do count as tournament wins. As far as if you win one of those games in 68,
it's the first round.
It's
yeah,
the first, it's still, they still win those. That still counts as a win. So I heard it on a pundit this morning. Do we now look at games different? Yeah. So a team can win games. Like, well, I won four NCAA games. Well, you won in the group of 24.
That's a good question. Yeah. It's part of why it's unappealing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of reasons. Like, it just lessens the prestige of making the tournament.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you made it great. 76 teams. Yeah. Whatever.
Yep. I don't know. Like I said, the games will be on. I didn't watch those games. So chance of me watching some of these games, probably know they're on. We'll report them. I'm not going crazy
is
over
it. 12 more games, right? Or is it 6?
12.
We don't need 12 more games.
Mm-hmm. It's basically it's a mini tournament to get into different to get
That's
into
what
the
it
tournament.
Is.
It's just a
That's
mini tournament to get into the tournament.
That's what it is.
Now,
playing your way.
I'd say this, if it was, you can't do it schedule wise, but if that mini tournament took place on the previous week, I might watch a little bit of it. But when it's on Tuesday, when the real tournament starts Thursday, that doesn't interest
both days, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Glut of games.
Yeah, so that doesn't interest me. If it was a full 5 days earlier than that, I'm going, all right, I might watch a little bit of that, check it out. But other than that, no.
Nobody. I mean, are there breakers saying they like this?
No. There's nobody in the world that likes
this.
It's
one out of 100.
I want to see anybody in the world that said this is great besides Charlie Baker in the NCAA.
Yeah, he was quoted.
There'll be a couple.
One out of 100 is a good. That's probably right. I don't. I've not seen a good explanation.
Now, in the 24 deal, I would imagine that there's going to be more for that. There'll be more Nebraska fans saying, yeah, if 24 teams get in, our odds are up. And so I don't agree with that. I just think be better and get into the 12 team.
Yeah,
it's still 12 teams. It used to just be 2. And then it went to 4. Now we went to 12. And the 12 has been what? It's been beautiful.
12
it's
is
been,
good.
It's been a thing of beauty.
12 is
it's
good.
It's been absolute, just except for a couple teams. I do wish it was. I know there has to be, the inclusion part. I wish it was 12 best because that would have been something.
Not Tulane and James Madison.
So if Tulane's and James Madison, but instead it's Texas.
Yeah.
And Notre Dame.
Now we're talking here.
I have a hard time. I just don't know how. I mean, it's cool to be James Madison, but how cool was it to go out and
it's not
and
cool play for the fan.
Play in Oregon? It's not cool for the fans. So again, who are we looking after here? The fans.
The NCAA, back to that discussion of Division I membership in basketball. So the NCAA cites the increased Division I membership since 85. From 282 to 361 in the men's game, and a similar rise in the women's game. So you're talking about 80 plus teams. So they're saying we've increased teams overall, so we should increase teams in the tournament. That's
it's an elite status and it's earned. So that won't fly with me. I understand their argument, but it won't fly with me.
What it doesn't say is that few of those 80 additional programs will be even remotely close. Mm-hmm. To at-large consideration, even remotely close. Bad idea.
Shameful.
Forced down our throats.
That will be the big piece. Imagine doing this research 10 years from now. Okay, let's take the 80 teams that were added. Of the 80 teams that got added, how many times did those 80 teams get into the tournament? The numbers will be almost minute.
It's spin. That's spin. That's NCAA spin.
I love the fact is that how it's, like you said, What's all that matters in college sports is who? The fans. If the fans go away, there's nothing. If the fans go away, you don't have anything. That's why Nebraska's so insane, because they have the best fan base, arguably, in the country.
That's why
for
we're
every
sitting
sport.
Here. That's why we're sitting.
That's why we have a show. Right. Because of this incredible fan base that wants to hear about this. If you don't have fans, that is the whole thing. What do the Savannah Bananas do? They take care of their fans.
The fans are a huge part of the game.
They cater to the fans.
This is not catering to the fans.
No, it's not.
It's catering to their pockets.
No. And I just, like I said, the one thing, and this is from another show, too, that I've heard, and I agree with them.
Listening to other shows.
I don't like basketball. I hate the basketball schedule. Move it back. When football's going, not to be completely, but it keeps creeping forward. And it's like, you don't care a lot about watching basketball in December, not when there's playoff games
or November.
In November now. And you're going like, well, we've got Auburn, Alabama. And then over on the next channel, you know, we got Michigan playing Michigan State in hoops.
Nebraska's playing in the Pentagon on November 15th.
Yeah. They are.
November 15th.
Right smack in the middle of it. Yeah. There's always going to be some crossover. I get some. But I have no problem with the NCAA tournament ending mid-April, do we? Instead of being like the first 2 days of April, I'm like, and I know they're always like, well, it's got to be done before the Masters. That's their big thing.
Yeah.
That was for Jim Nance, though. That's because he was calling both of them. Now he's not calling basketball anymore.
We definitely can't have the Final Four on Saturday of the Masters. I would not.
I don't.
I'd be very opposed to that.
I'd be very opposed. Yeah, I'm with Jake.
No.
Jacob got mad.
No, that can't happen.
Down, boy.
Go see our friend Tripp and the team at Computer Hardware. Stephanie, know also in Kearney, Hastings, and GI. 46 years in business. They will fix all your Apple products. They are Nebraska's Apple store. When we come back, big weekend for Nebraska baseball against the Iowa Hawkeyes in town. That's next on Early Break in the Ticket.